This is the Plant on the Line program here at thecommentary.ca. Comedian Sean Cullen has many television, film, and stage credits to his name in Canada and the United States. Add to that novelist as his second mystery, Hamish X and the Hollow Mountain, has just been published from Puffin. The book retails for $18. Sean Cullen joins me from here in Vancouver. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Sean Cullen. Good morning, Mr. Cullen.
Hello there.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What's the audience for these books that you've written? This is the second now, correct?
Yeah, well, I like to think that they're written for 9 to 12-year-olds, kind of a young adult crowd, like a preteen audience, but I kind of think they skew a little younger and hopefully a lot older. I think they're very funny, and you know, parents reading with their kids can and get a lot out of it, too, and find a lot of hidden humor for themselves in it. So, I kind of keep it. I just really write a book that I'd like to read, and, you know, hopefully everyone will, too.
I read that your son's name is Hamish.
That's right. He's 6 years old. And the book is written for him, really, as a kind of, just a communication, just a thing for him to, as he gets older, to realize that, it was written for him. And, it's based just on a kid. It's a story of a kid, an orphan, who's kind of escapes from every orphanage in the world and is kind of flouts authority and looks out for the weaker people around him, and he's kind of a hero, and so it's not based on his life, certainly, because he's never fought pirates, but still, it's something kind of as a homage to him.
Do you read the books to him?
I have not read them to him yet. I want to record them for him and then put them in and so he can listen to them himself. He likes to listen to books on tape now. But I have never actually read the book to him. That sounds strange, but it's true. It's kind of, I think it's a little heavy for him right now. He's excited by the idea that there's a book with his name on it, but I don't know if he's really sunk in. The story might be a little too complicated for him. He's still just six, and the book's really meant for older kids.
What are some of the books that you enjoyed reading as a child?
Well, I read Lord of the Rings, probably the first, The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings. I read a lot of Hardy Boys, read a lot of science fiction, and now I just read just anything from nonfiction to fiction to just whatever. So, but I mean, I kind of, these books are I kind of emulated Roald Dahl's in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, these kind of dark adventures with kids who are kind of dispossessed and trying to find their way in a really hostile adult world. So that's what I really wanted to do.
Do you see yourself in the characters that you write?
Well, I imagine a certain amount of me in everything, and I think that everything I do is kind of reflects my inner life, I suppose. But I think the message of the books is belonging, joining with others, and finding a place where you belong in the world. And so I guess, in that way, as a comedian, I'm always kind of looking for approval and looking to reach out to people and be accepted. So maybe that is there is a lot of me in the theme of the book.
Now, this must be, I guess it's a departure for you because you're used to writing scripts or sketches and so on. Was it hard to write a novel?
Definitely. It's totally different from writing a television script or a movie, for example, or comedy, because you just have to, with all of those things, it's kind of a collaborative effort. Even if you write the script, there are people going to make input onto it, and it's going to change. It's very malleable. But a book is finished once you've written it, and it's published, and it's printed, and it's going to stay that way forever. So you're really kind of, it's very daunting, and it's a long, concentrated effort and force of will to get it all out and finished. I try to just wanted to get to the end of the first draft with all of its mistakes and whatever has gone wrong with it, and then just get rid of it and give it to the editor, and then they'll give me notes. But it was really a hard job, the hardest thing I've ever done, but probably the most rewarding.
Now, whose idea was it for you to start writing novels?
Well, I've always liked writing, but I wanted to, I'd never really gotten around to writing a novel, and I was approached by Penguin, Barbara Burson, who's the head of children's publishing at Penguin, and she asked me if I had any ideas to write a novel. She'd listened to my radio show on the CBC that I do in the summer times called Simply Sean, and she thought it was very funny and weird and free associative. She thought the kids would like my sense of humor, so she if I'd be interested, and so I kind of toyed with the idea for a little while and came up with a few different concepts, and then finally this, I was originally just going to write a book of kind of weird, disconnected facts, or a kind of an encyclopedia, or a day book for kids, but with different facts every day, but in the end I settled on a novel, and it was a lot more fun. I found it was something that, it was a great exercise for me to do one story sustained over a long period of time. It was great.
Minding the plot in that sort of writing stuff, did you find that easy?
Well, you know, I kind of wrote, the first book is kind of, I wrote and wrote and wrote, and then it ended until I felt it was a good ending. And, you know, I had an idea where I wanted it to end up, and a couple of episodes, and so it kind of filled itself in from there. I tried to keep the plot quite loose, but then as the second book came along, it found that the plotting had to be much more careful because of all the precedents I set in the first book. And so now I'm, it was a lot harder the second book to stay faithful to the rules I'd set up for the first one, unconsciously even. So yeah, plotting was very difficult. I'm kind of very free associative and very extempore and went for stream of consciousness, and to try and keep that still, that spontaneity, and still keep it a proper plot line for kids to follow was very, very challenging.
Do you think as a novelist you're a much more serious person, perhaps?
Oh, I think so. I mean, in the end, I read the books and I say, well, I guess I have a message to impart to people that, you know, or to kids that, you know, they're not alone in their, and their, you know, friendship and family are very important. So I guess I have a lot more serious, it's something that came out subconsciously in the books. I wanted to write something that was funny and interesting and amusing for kids, but it ended up being a kind of a very heavy story. The second book took a lot darker turn, I think. And the third one will be, hopefully, more meaningful. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
As a comedian, I'm interested whenever I have a comedian on to ask him or her which comedians, which humorists they found particularly inspiring in their career. Who for you did that?
Gee, well, comedy, I mean, when I first was growing up, I guess I'd have to say that the Pythons, you know, the Monty Pythons were a huge thing for me. I used to watch them all the time. And then the Saturday Night Live, now it's comics, well, Steve Martin, Eddie Izzard, Stephen Colbert is a huge favorite of mine right now. I just think he's brilliant what he does. And, you know, there's lots of little people along the way that nobody knows, probably Patton Oswalt, Andy Kindler. You know, these are more inside industry people. But, yeah, I just love the more absurd stuff. I really, really, I guess that's why the Pythons probably are the basis of my sense of humor. Absurdist kind of comedy.
When did you know that you wanted to be a comedian? How old were you?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really, I kind of fell into it. I never was a funny kid or what you would call a class clown or anything like that. I was very quiet, and then I guess started doing acting when I was in high school, and then finally I went to acting college, and then I did it on a whim. Did comedy on a whim. I'd always liked being funny, but I never really thought of it as a career, as being a comedian, you know. I've always kind of admired Saturday Night Live, like Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and that sort of thing, and I'd always thought, well, that would be nice to do, but I never really thought about doing comedy, per se. I don't really think of myself as a stand-up comic now. I kind of think of myself as a comic performer, or a cabaret performer. I do a lot of different things that are funny, but no one thing to exclusion of all others, so... I don't know. I guess just when I first started getting paid, I thought, well, this might be a good idea. And that was, you know, after I left university.
Do you have a preference at this point in your career, whether you concentrate on film or television or in the stand-up world or as an author now? Or do you like doing all of those things?
I think it's great to do all of them. I'd like to do more film work. I've only done a small amount. And television, I'd like to develop more stuff for television. I'm working on that now, And I did the Broadway show with the producers, and that was really fun. And, you know, so any of these things, I mean, I just kind of follow whichever seems to work, whichever seems to be the hottest lead at the moment. And, you know, my career has been kind of broad, and, you know, I haven't really concentrated on just one thing. Sometimes I think it's a detriment, you know. I didn't just say, I'm a comic and I'm going to do that to exclusion of all others and get ahead. But I think I've learned a lot more on the way, and when I finally feel like, I feel like I'm a success in many things, and maybe one day it'll all coalesce into a giant ball of excitement, but who knows? I think it's been a really interesting route to take.
I'm talking with Sean Cullen. The book is called Hamish X in the Hollow Mountain, $18 from Puffin. Do you think that being a Canadian, being from Canada, that you're able to have this sort of career that you've had with all these different facets because of the country?
Well, I think it's a function of the country. I think, you know, if you're a comedian in Canada, you've got to do a lot of things to make a living. You know, you've got writing and performing and acting. You really have to do all of these things just to keep your head above water. And you have to pursue every small iota of a lead towards keeping yourself going in the industry. So, yeah, I think it's a really rough proving ground. I mean, there's not a lot of money to go around, not a lot of space to go around for people, and in some ways it builds a really great community, and it also really makes you hone your talent until finally, you know, when I went down to Los Angeles and I saw the kind of level of comedy and stuff and the stuff that was available, some of it's amazing, but a lot of it is just terrible, you know, and you go, well, I'm glad I had that really harsh proving ground, and now I've got so many, when one thing goes away for a while, I have something else, you know, and you just don't go, you just don't rely on one thing, you rely on a number of different facets of your career to keep you going, and I think each one informs the other.
What's next in your career? Are you, you said you're working on television ideas.
Well, I'm writing a couple of different pilots for television and developing some projects for an animated series based on the Hamish X books with a company called Cookie Jar, who's created the Doodle Bops and other great children's properties. So we're in the process of starting that, writing a pilot and writing a series, an animated series based on Hamish X and the Cheese Pirates. And I'm also working on a couple of different television projects for, one for the CBC and a couple for Teletoon, and you know, lots of different projects. So, yeah, I'm no thing is being neglected, and I still have to write the third Hamish X book to finish off the story. So that's coming up for next spring. So it's lots of things going on the go.
How do you write?
How do I write?
Do you write on a computer? Do you write longhand?
I write on the computer mainly. I do some notes longhand in notebooks, but I really do most of my writing on the computer because I can drop and drag and cut things up and move things around. I kind of try and keep my writing, it is kind of modular, and you can slide things around and make things. I like the kind of juxtaposition of point of view and information and narration, so it suits me, the cut and paste stuff that you can do on a word processor. So that's how I mainly write, and I try and get a little time, usually early in the morning or late at night or when I'm traveling and I can't do anything else, I get down to writing.
The reaction to the books, as you said, they're mainly for 6 to 12, between 6 and 12 year olds, but as an adult, I really enjoyed reading the footnotes. Did you make that sort of for adults?
Well, I think I tried to make the book funny for adults as something they could enjoy, and I think every adult has gone through writing essays and writing books and reading books for school and university and having footnotes that are just unbelievably boring and tedious and having to make footnotes yourself, so I just thought that would be a great opportunity to do this kind of stream of consciousness, kind of insert a spontaneity into the narration. That's something that kids might enjoy, but parents, I think kids enjoy on one level, but parents enjoy on a different level. Something that, I think it's just pure comedy, just something to inject pure comedy into the narrative.
And they're laugh out loud funny and quite enjoyable to read when I read the book. When kids, I guess you meet a lot of kids who've read the first book and now on this tour for the second book, it must be rewarding to hear what they think about the characters, to think about the stories.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's funny what they pick up on and what they really like, but it's, I'm really, really pleased with the reaction to it. I mean, amount of humor, but also it's a pretty meaty story, and it's about important things like having friends and being committed and loyal and having family and sticking by the people you love. And so it's been great. The reaction has been really, really great. I think kids really love the book, so I'm very pleased.
Well, Sean, thanks so much for joining us today, and continued good luck with this book.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and keep reading them. Come and, you know, we've got one more on the way. We got Hamish X, the Cheese Pirates, Hamish X and the Hollow Mountain, and soon we'll have the third in the series. I haven't decided what's going to be called yet, but stay tuned.
We'll look forward to that.